From Abu Dhabi to Athens, Shanghai to Sao Paulo, and from all over the United States, the Yale Publishing Course brings mid to senior level publishing professionals to the Ivy League campus every summer for 5 intensive days of lectures on industry trends and challenges, case studies, hands-on sessions with class participation, and one-on-one counseling with guest speakers. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Christopher Keneally, and joining me from New Haven with a preview of the 2013 session is Tina Weiner, Yale Publishing Course founder and director. Tina, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be back.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing about what you've got in store for everybody this coming summer. But before we do that, we'll tell people that before becoming the director of the Yale Publishing Course, Tina Weiner was publishing director of Yale University Press, one of the largest American university presses. And during her tenure, she was instrumental in forging co-publishing and distribution arrangements with many art museums in the U.S. and abroad, and was also liaison with YUP's London office. So certainly someone who understands the business from the inside out, and very much excited, I think. I mean, that's my sense of seeing you in action last year. You're really excited about what this kind of a program offers. And the distinction you make, Tina, is that this is not a conference, it's a course. And what does that mean, that this is the Yale Publishing Course?
That is it's a very important distinction. And in founding this course, I wanted to make it something that the participants would not find anyplace else. It is not meant to be redundant of a large conference or even a webinar. I configured it as the course I would want to have come to as a mid and senior level manager when I was in publishing. And the thing that makes it most distinctive from other things is that there is the curriculum, which is especially geared to this course, but it's also the experience of the course. And I can't emphasize that heavily enough, is that you can read about it on paper, you can see the program, and you'll know what we're discussing, but the experience of being there is what makes the difference. It's the fact that it's an intense experience. It's a class. Everybody interacts with each other and the speakers. The speakers, many of whom have spoken elsewhere and are well-known industry leaders, do something different when they come to Yale. When they come to Yale, they know that they may be talking about some of the things they have talked about elsewhere, but they're interacting more with the class. They're not just giving a lecture. So they'll talk to the class, let the class interrupt them, and then they'll spend time with them at meals, at receptions. And the class will also interact with each other. And there's such a great cross-section of both sizes of companies that they come from, functions at that company that they are in, and all around the world. So I think that the thing that is interesting most to people when they come away from it is that they're surprised that it wasn't like anything else they've ever been to. And it is meant to both instruct them and give them best practices and give them factual information, but it's also meant to inspire them and to kind of teach them how to think about the future. There's a great emphasis throughout the week on leadership strategies. There's also emphasis on financial realities and, of course, given where we are in the world today, a huge emphasis on how to deal with the disruption that is currently going on in the publishing industry, both in magazines and online publications, and certainly books.
Right. And, you know, Tina, I had a chance to visit you at the Yale Publishing Course last summer. And really, I think the difference, you left it out, but you're on campus. You're at Yale and you feel a difference. You've got, you know, a beautiful campus and a lovely view out the conference window. But your mind doesn't wander that much because the particular lectures that I saw were really just diving down really deep into the real issues at hand. And you had some great speakers. I mean, Michael Peach last year from Little Brown, now the CEO of Hachette, you can't do better than that.
Right. And all the speakers this year, we have Dominique Ricard, for example, who is a great industry spokesperson for independent publishers, and certainly from a house source books where they're doing so many incredible, innovative things as they transition to both a print and a digital publisher. The campus experience, I'm glad you brought that up, gives it a feeling of, you know you're away. You're not in a hotel basement someplace. You're not in New York City. You are you're not in your office, that's for sure. And that's the important thing, is you're sort of taken out of your regular day-to-day routine, and you're on a campus. We use some of the speakers come from Yale, in terms of they are members of the faculty of the School of Management. We have the university librarian who gives a wonderful talk about the relationship between publishers and libraries today. So we have tours of the campus. We have a wonderful reception at the Beinecke. So you can sense the fact that people are someplace different and they feel they're back at school. It's a little bit like getting a master's degree in publishing. It's a little bit like getting an MBA, but it's all taking place in just 5 days.
Right. Well, it's divided in two particular sessions, the course. There is the Leadership Strategies in Magazine and Digital Publishing that comes up July 14th. Through the 19th, and then the following week, there's Leadership Strategies in Book Publishing. So let's talk first about the magazine and digital publishing program. You come from the book world, but clearly the kinds of issues that are of concern in publishing span the various media.
They do, and there are some, and also the gestalt of the course for both books and magazines stays the same, which is the idea of learning how to think about what's going on within your industry. And there are very similar disruptions going on, but they each have very special focuses. Magazines has got to confront something that is not relevant in the book world, which has got to do with the fact that advertising has completely changed and they're losing a tremendous amount of revenue from print advertising. So magazine publishers have got to think about other ways to make revenues, and they're doing some very interesting things like other events, other services. Their websites are becoming more and more important, and there's a great emphasis on that within the magazine course that would not actually be the same in the book course. Certainly the idea of paid content is very important in the magazine thing, and the disruption there is tremendous. I mean, this year alone, there's so many magazines that are closing, but there's also new ones coming up, and then there are more and more online-only publications, and we talk a great deal about that. We use some wonderful case studies of magazines that have become both print and digitally important. Primarily The Atlantic and New York are both great case studies that we have explained during the course. We have somebody from Dwell Magazine, which is an independent magazine, and they're doing some amazing things with e-commerce and events, and the president of that company, Mikhail O'Connor Abrams, will talk about that. So it's a very different group of speakers than from the book course, and there's some very challenging things going on in magazines. And what happened last year, and I think will happen again this year, is that despite the disruption, there is a note of optimism, and that's certainly personified in Michael Clinton, who is the president, marketing, and publishing director of Hearst, who will give a keynote.
Well, indeed, you mentioned Michael Clayton. I was going to point to, you also referred to the way that magazines are confronting the digital disruption, and in particular, I think a really striking example of a successful approach to that is what's going on at The Atlantic. And so you've got Corby Kummer, a senior editor there, as well as Gabriel Snyder, who's the editor of The Atlantic Wire, their website. So they're going to give you, offer a best practices and tips then to the course attendees.
Exactly. And there's a lot. The facility for the classroom is a state-of-the-art facility, and we have wonderful ability to do PowerPoints in a way that everybody can see everything. Everybody has a microphone at their desk, so there's lots of questions that they can do throughout the course. Corby might bring somebody else from Quartz, their newest online thing. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And every year Corby comes, and every year The Atlantic has moved forward and is doing something more innovative, and they are very good at explaining what they're doing, and I think they're an excellent case study. Cindy Levy from Glamour Magazine also always is making great progress on their website and in their magazine, and it's the synergy between print and digital that is a theme throughout the course. We have somebody brand new from Say Media, which is an entirely different kind of digital publication, and both the founder of Say Media, Matt Sanchez, and Kim Kelleher will both be here to talk about that and what the more traditional magazine brands can learn from this new, terribly innovative websites.
Right. We are talking with Tina Weiner, who is the director of the Yale Publishing Course. And Tina, let's turn to the Leadership Strategies and Book Publishing Program, July 21 to the 26th. And what are some highlights there, and what are you expecting attendees can get from that particular course?
Well, in the book publishing course, again, we'll talk about the disruption. And in that, in terms of the first years of this, it was all about, oh, my God, what's going to happen if they, you know, they're e-books? And that's not so much of a disruption anymore. I mean, everybody is now pretty comfortable with the fact that an e-book is just another format. So the bigger issues there are trying to figure out, well, if an e-book is another format, but we're not making the same kind of revenues, what are we going to do about that? And there's a big discussion going on with social media and book publishing, is that there are opportunities to reach out to the reader more directly. But what I think I would like to see happening this year is people talk more about how to create new readers instead of preaching to the choir and reaching out to the people who you already know. And I think the future of book publishing is really going to have to depend on bringing in new readers and not just having the same readers that you've always had before. There'll also be, I think, quite a bit of discussion about what the issue of self-publishing means to more traditional publishers, and how that's all going to be integrated into a whole. So I think that it'll be a very exciting session this year. We have some new speakers. I'm bringing in a literary agent and a literary scout this year, Gail Hockman and Maria Campbell, who will talk about how their roles have changed within the industry and how they deal internationally. Throughout the course, there is a huge focus of an international global marketplace, and a lot of the speakers will be talking to that.
Right. Well, you mentioned Dominique Rocca, who will be speaking, and you've also got on the list of participants there for the book side of things, George Gibson, who is publishing director of Bloomsbury Publishing, and,
right.
and very, very well regarded. But apart from the world of publishing, you've got Tom Turvey, director of strategic partnerships at Google, showing up. So that's a really up-to-date point there. You can't just talk to publishers. You've got to include players like, Google.
Right. And we also have Greg Miller from Greenhill, who will be talking about Wall Street's perception of what's going on in publishing. And last year he spoke and was fantastic. And I was not surprised, but gratified to see that so many of the participants were happy to see somebody from outside, not just a publisher, speaking. So this year I've tried to have people from the outside, some consultants, a bookseller, a librarian, actually two librarians, agents, you know, people who have a different perspective than some of the traditional industry leaders. Even George this year, George Gibson, who you mentioned, and I had an interesting discussion, and I think he is this year going to give a very different talk, which will center on something that's a theme of the course, which is that no matter what your position is, if you want to be a leader and a manager within your company in the future, you have to think like a publisher. And he wants to talk about what that means and how people throughout the company really have to be vested in its future. And that's really what the leadership strategy of the course is to get you outside your niche, expose you to people who do different things, but also to speakers who you might not necessarily go to a talk on this, but because I'm bringing it to you and you're stuck there, you're going to hear something that you might not have thought you would be interested in. And lo and behold, so many times participants come up and say, I never thought that that was something I would be that fascinated by, but actually it's so important that I know how a financial person thinks, or how a designer thinks, or how a workflow person thinks, or how somebody who is viewing the industry from the outside feels about it.
Right. And, you know, Tina, we mentioned at the top that this is not just a gathering of people in publishing from the United States or even North America, but you've got attendees from the various continents, and that makes a difference, too.
Right. There'll be at each course, there's usually over 15 to 20 to even 30 different countries represented. A lot, actually, more and more from South America, but we have them from all over the world. China, India, Russia, you name it, Spain, Greece. And actually, people find that fascinating. You know, they meet people and they think that maybe their lives are so different. But this is a global marketplace, and learning more about what's going on in other countries really will help you do business with those countries in the future. And it's a wonderful international feeling. I think that makes it a very special environment.
Well, Tina Weiner, who is the director of the Yale Publishing Course, thanks so much for that preview of the program coming up for this summer 2013.
Thanks, Chris. I look forward to seeing you in New Haven.
Indeed. Thank you again. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.